We're underway with the second half in Tulsa. The Union Jenks game as Neuhauser kicked it into the Union end zone. Union has the football first to start the second half. And at the half, it's Jenks, number one, 14. Union, ranked number two, 13. This is the 58th meeting of these two schools dating back to 1949. You know how long ago that was, Zach? I was 2 years old.
I was going to say that's double my age backwards.
Oh, thank you. By the way, temperature now has dropped, plunged all the way down to 87. Said it feels like 93, but it really, I think, feels more comfortable than that. Wind about 15 miles an hour out of the south into the face of the Union Redskins as they go from left to right, as you'd be looking in on the radio here, or internet, or whatever we have now. I guess it's internet, yeah. Hand off, Shamari Brooks breaks a tackle, 25, dives forward to the 28-yard line as he went off the left side tackle block of Carter Hoppengarner and the left guard, Elwood Tomlin. Nice pickup to start the second half of 7 yards. It'll be his second about three here.
I'll tell you, you got to keep an eye on Jordan Curtis. That guy is on offense, super fast. He ran down Shamari a couple times, making plays tonight.
Shamari in the backfield with Davenport. Three receivers down to the right side here now. Fakes the pass, hands to Brooks, and Brooks goes to the 30, and it looks like he'll be close to the first down. Should have it. First down, beginning on their first possession of the second half.
Good push by the line of scrimmage off that right side. Those are the big boys on the right, and plenty of room to run behind. And so far, just kind of open the run game back out, get comfortable, set into that offense.
C.J. Moore split to the left, two receivers split to the right. In the backfield, Shamari Brooks just standing to the right of Grady Davenport, the senior quarterback, throws off to the left side and dropping the football, hit immediately, incomplete. Landis Morris made the breakup on the play.
That's a good try there on first down. Just a quick pass. You know, it's a good counter to what they've been doing on the run game, and they did a great job there. Morris coming up and making the deflection.
That pass intended for the tight end, the 6'3 junior, Lawrence Harris, could not hold on, but then that had something to do with that defensive play, too. So now it is second down and 10 Union at their 31-yard line. They trail 14-13, just starting the second half. So Ryan Brooks is a hold on the left side, 35 at the 40. Joe's driving forward and goes to the 41 and push back there. As Shamari Brooks, so explosive.
I'm trying to get the spot. He gave him the 41 and kind of ran sideways to the middle, but they're still going to give him the first down.
It is first and 10. Nicely done. So Shamari gets you to the first down at their 41-yard line. Davenport waiting for the snap. Hands it again to Brooks, jumps inside, and is going to get 2 or 3 yards, and a flag flies as well. Lawrence Harris, the tight end, was blocking in the backfield, and I think he might have been flagged for that. Yep, holding against Union. So instead of a second down at about eight, it's going to be marked off and be first down, but cost him the yardage on the penalty.
I'll tell you, that just when they started to hit the accelerator there and start to speed up the offense and get in that flow, they get a little holding call. Mark them backwards a few, and then they get to kind of reset.
So the ball is marked all the way back to Union's 29-yard line, where it'll be first down and 22. Need to get all the way to the Jenks 49 here for a first down. Davenport sends it back in motion and throws out to the motion man, who drops the football. Let's see, was it a pass or was it a lateral?
The line judge is moving backwards.
Whoa, so it was a lateral. So well done to cover the football. That was Kavion Cooper, the intended receiver out there, and it was deemed a lateral, so that is another loss on the play. So losing another eight. It's now second and 30 as the football is marked back at the 21-yard line. Just underway, second half. Jenks 14, Union 13. Redskins with the football. From their own 21-yard line, up the middle, Shamari Brooks is going to be swarmed under at the 24. It's going to be third and a long, long ways for Union. So what started out so promising with a couple of first downs, Zach, that penalty always rises up and just knocks you back.
Yeah, they went backwards in a hurry there with one penalty, started the movement, and now they're looking at a third and a lot of forevers to get down the field, and it looks like they're going to have to create here maybe a screen pass that's been working well for him.
At the 23, again, they need to get all the way to the Jenks 49 for a first down. So they hand it off and big hole to the left side with 30, now down to the 33-yard line. That's all that'll be there. So it'll be punt Union on their opening series of the second half. That was Kavion Cooper, on the back running back for a short gain there. But it'll be 4th and 22 for Union. As they go into punt formation with Spencer Farquhar.
We talk about that momentum swing. And, you know, Coach said to Doc before the game they don't want penalties to stump him in the foot. And that's maybe a little bit what happened here.
Farquhar with a rush on. Back to Brett Stanley. Stanley takes it and a fair catch. And it's going to be at the 27-yard line for Jenks. So Jenks will start there, 1st and 10, at its own 27-yard line for their first possession of the second half. Remember, Union was the favorite in this football game by most people, but as both coaches say, it just doesn't mean much in a rivalry like this. Jenks has dominated recently, winning the last three in a row, 6 of the last 7. Union looking for some revenge tonight. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Then Jenks came back with 2 touchdowns to take a 14-10 lead. Union with a field goal, and that's where we are right now. 14-13 Jenks with 9:03 left in this third quarter. Ian Coleman, the sophomore quarterback, brings his Jenks Trojans to the line at their own 27-yard line. 1st and 10, Jenks. Big Reese Leto, the Nebraska commit, goes out to the left side. Heading up the middle and going off the right side for a gain on the play. Got about 3 or 4 on the play. That's Noah Hernandez, the sophomore running back.
They keep cycling through there, don't they?
Yeah, he also starts on defense at linebacker, so Noah Hernandez getting some double duty, the 5'8", 190-pound sophomore, a really good athlete.
Well, I saw Leto that last in playing DN, so they're trying to stretch their good athletes as thin as they can.
Isaiah Epps spread wide to the left, going to the top of the field is Trevon Douglas on a 2nd and 7 from the 30. Head off the backfield and knocked down, and it's going to be maybe a loss of 1 or 2 yards on the play. One of the big Jenks linemen, left guard Aaron Herbig, lost his helmet. He's got to go off the field for a play here.
Good job by Bacek there, coming around the corner and making a secure tackle and just not letting go. They really were driving downfield, and with a secure tackle, they just weren't letting up.
So now it's Jenks with a 3rd and long. They are 3rd down and 8 from their 29-yard line. Need to get up to their 37-yard line for a 1st down here. So the Union defense trying to hold off the Trojans here. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Man goes in motion. Snap. Back to Cohen. Cohen looks down the middle of the field. Now throws to the left side. It is caught. 1st down. Caught by the big tight end Reese Leto, the 6'4", 245-pound senior. Oh, Nebraska's going to love him.
He's a big kid, I tell you. And he does a great job there, just sitting down and just enough yardage for the 1st down, which a lot of times in a high school situation you just don't see. So they're coached well. There it comes into effect again. He gets 11, I guess it was 11 yards to pick up, just enough to pick up a 1st down.
Cohen brings his Trojans up on a 1st down and 10 for their own 39-yard line. They have a 1-point lead in this game in the third quarter. Pass out the right side, 45, 50, 1st down again. Nice pitch and catch there to Brett Stanley, the H-back over there. And he had a nice gain up the sideline to give another 1st down as they move into Union territory. 1st and 10, Jenks at the Union 49-yard line.
So they did a good job on the outside there, just locking down Trey Brown. He might not have been able to get off of that tackle, but good secure block on the outside, and Jenks does just that, just easy 1-2, pass and catch.
Kyrie Fisher pushed him out of bounds, stopping the clock at 7:25 left in the third quarter. Jenks 14, Union 13, Trojans with the football, 1st and 10 at the Union 49. Keeping the football is Cohen, runs left side, he gets maybe a yard, and that's it. Defensively, coming up quickly there was Braden Spicer, the 6-foot, 210-pound junior from his linebacker spot, and pulled the Jenks quarterback down after just a short gain of a yard on the play. It'd be 2nd down and 9 now from the Redskins' 48-yard line.
Thornton came through the middle there and blew up the lead blocker, but good enough job to the outside, stretching it wide. Good hustle there on the run coverage.
Jenks breaks the huddle. Cohen in the shotgun. 1 back to the right. 2 receivers to the right. 1 to the left. This is 2nd down and 9 from the 48-yard line of Union. Back to pass Cohen. Looking. Now starts to run to the right. Now stops. Throws. It's caught at the 30, 45, 40. Down to the 35-yard line. 1st down again for the Jenks Trojans. Ian Corey did a nice job of bringing that defense up. Jordan Starks finally made the tackle on the play, but not before the big star tight end, Reese Leto. His dad, you might remember, was a former assistant basketball coach at the University of Tulsa, and now is the head basketball coach at DePaul. And the Leto family, the dad's up there coaching the DePaul team. The family wanted to stay here for Reese's senior year to finish his time at Jenks. So he's here, and a Nebraska commit, and his dad up in DePaul, head coach, wish him a good season as well. Did a great job for the Golden Hurricane when he was here as an assistant. Back to pass is Cohen, scrambles now under pressure, just throws towards the end zone, and it's up in the air, flag is down, catch is made, touchdown is signaled, Jenks has scored. Touchdown, Jenks. Brett Stanley, the 6'4 junior tight end, or H-back rather, jumped high and made the play. A flag was thrown as well. Let's see what the call is there, but they signaled touchdown.
They were playing hands there in the end zone. I think if anything, it's going to be offsetting, but more than likely, it's probably going to go against the defense, which in situations like this, it typically happens. And they're going to give him the touchdown on this one.
34-yard touchdown pass from the sophomore Ian Cohen to Brett Stanley.
Well, he had plenty of time to throw the ball down the field, and Stanley just went up and made that play, 6'4". He and Jordan Starks were standing together, and he used his body inside of Starks' position and just went and wanted it more.
Boy, what a nice job by Cohen. He was smashed as soon as he let go of the football. Big rush was on, but he stood in there for a 34-yard touchdown pass. Ian Cohen, the sophomore, to the senior Brett Stanley. And the Jenks Trojans have increased their lead after this extra point is up and through. It's now Jenks 21, Union 13, 5:59 left in the third quarter. This is Union football on KRMG Tulsa.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Chris Lincoln here for the voice of the Redskins. Red Courier is in Columbus, Ohio with the University of Tulsa football team. They play tomorrow in Columbus along with Zach Jones. And Zach, an impressive drive for Jenks now with a 21-13 lead.
As they make a big defensive stand and have to punt to Jenks, Jenks drives the ball seven plays, 73 yards in only 3 minutes. So not quick math says 10 yards a play. They put it in the end zone for going up 21-13 on the Redskins.
Big 6'2 sophomore Noah Rauschenberg is going to be... it's Austin Neuhausen. Austin Neuhausen for Jenks will be kicking off. And deep for Union, Kevion Cooper.
Was there a penalty on the field goal as well? Or on the extra point?
Must have been, because they're going to be kicking from Union's 45-yard line. So a penalty against the Redskins after that extra point.
Got to be able to make a field goal here.
Neuhauser kicks it into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and so Union will start first and 10 at its own 20. And now they trail by 8 here.
Come to me.
Doc, what do you have on the sideline?
The penalty was on the play where the touchdown was scored, and it was counted off on the kickoff, so it was all simultaneous.
Gotcha. Yep.
Thank you, Doc.
Hey, we also like to ask you, Doc, because you can kind of get a feel for what's going on down there on the field. What are you seeing right now?
Frustration. We can't do anything without penalties and jumping off sides and those kind of things we've dealt with the last couple of weeks, but they've been able to win. But against this kind of competition, you don't get by with that. So they just really got to pull it together. But, hey, if you're familiar with this rivalry, it's It never say never.
Davenport throws out to the left flat, caught there, and it's going to be close to a first down for the Redskins there. Nicely done by A.K. Wilson, the junior split in on the far sideline, and it is going to be a first down. Redskins come out with a quick pass to the flat and get 10.
Good job by A.K. He was caught dead to rights on the outside there for no yards and put a move on the safety.
First and 10 Union at their own 30-yard line, trailing 21-13, 5:46 left third quarter. Breakthrough, Shamari Brooks to the 35, across the 40, another first down. Shamari Brooks adds his running, racing total. He's got to be nearing 200 yards rushing tonight, I think. What a job Shamari Brooks has done as he goes across the 41, another gain of 11 yards, and he is at 201 yards. All right, Richard, way to go. 201 yards of rushing for the University of Tulsa commit, senior running back Shamari Brooks. Brooks has it again, jumps off to the left side and goes up the middle and gets another maybe 4 yards before he's pulled down by the center of the Jenks defense. Well, we kept telling you how Jenks is such a young team, only one starter back on defense, only three on offense. But they've got that championship lineage, you mentioned. They're four times in a row state champions. And how about this, Zach? The Union, the Jenks Trojans have won 50 of the last 53 games. Talk about a dominant program with a great head football coach, Alan Trimble. Union now trying to get back in this one as they hand off to Shamari Brooks. Dances off the right side across the 45 up to the 47. It's going to be a third down for Union. Third and probably about 4 to 5 yards to go when they mark it. Trevion Sear, the 6'1", 300-pound sophomore nose guard, clogged it up for Jenks. Second down, about 3. Waiting for the snap. Davenport in the shotgun. Back to either side. Now he steps up and takes a look at the sideline for a call. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Davenport with the play clock coming down to 5 seconds. Takes a snap, looks off to his right, has a man wide open. A.K. Wilson, 50, 45. A.K. first down at the Jenks 43-yard line. First and 10. Union Redskins have got a drive going now. Trailing by 8 with 4:22 left in the third quarter. Caden Johnson made the tackle, the dog linebacker for Jenks.
Great play call there. They caught him in man and then just ran an under route there with A.K. catching the underneath, just enough for the first down.
They stacked two receivers to the right, one to the left, two in the backfield. Now the man goes in motion. Fake the pass to him and hand up to Shamari Brooks, and Shamari goes off the left side inside the 40-yard line of Jenks. Gained about 4 on the play. Trevion Miller on the tackle, the Will linebacker for the Trojans.
Just putting a little football together here. Just run the ball, pass the ball. Just easy stuff, not trying too hard.
Second down, 7. They're at the Jenks 39. Need the 33 for a first down. Keeping the football is Davenport. He's at the 35. He's got the first down. Goes out of bounds at the 28-yard line as Grady Davenport, the senior, shows some quickness. Whipping out on the left side before Leandre Woods could knock him out of bounds. The right cornerback for Jenks. Pickup of 13 on the play. Another first down, Union. They've now driven inside the 30-yard line to Jenks 27. First and 10. Brooks up the middle. Pulls a couple of guys with him for 3 or 4 yards as we run down near 3:30 left to play in the third quarter. It is Jenks 21, Union 13. Remember, Union opened this game with a 10-0 lead.
They got after it quick and kind of let off the gas and just let a little bit of those penalties and kept their eye off the ball. Now they're trying to get back after it.
Davenport in the shotgun. Shamari Brooks goes from the left to the right side. Two receivers now left and only one to the right side. Sweep goes around the corner, 20, 15. Inside the 10-yard line is A.K. Wilson. The split in reverse came around and got a nice scan of the play, and it'll be first down and goal for the Union Redskins just inside the Jenks 10-yard line. A.K. Wilson going 14 yards on the end around. They're going to mark it right on the, looks like right at the 10-yard line. So first and goal to goal, Redskins at the Jenks 10. Went out of bounds. The clock is stopped at 3:06 left in the third quarter. Jenks 21, Union 13. Davenport, Shamari Brooks in the backfield, turns, hands to Shamari. Shamari tried the center, now tries to spin off the left side, caught, pulled down by the helmet, flag flies. Might have pulled him by the face mask as well. We saw his head be snapped down. I don't know if just the helmet or the face mask, but obviously the referee standing right there through the flag. Reese Lecho, of course, their outstanding tight end, is also the Viper on defense, and looks like he might have been caught there with his hand in the mask, and that's going to mark it down to the just inside the 5-yard line. Union also gets the automatic first down, so it's first and goal to go from the 5-yard line for the Union Redskins.
Well, this O-line really needs to buckle down at this point and really fire off the ball. They got stopped inside the red zone twice in the first half, and they really need to come out with some big points.
Trayvon to the right, one receiver to the left. Shamari Brooks to the left side of Grady Davenport, who's in the shotgun. In motion now goes the receiver, and picking up there is number 2, Trayvon, who goes into the end zone for the touchdown. 5 yards out on the inside sweep, as Trayvon was the flanker way out to the right side, was in motion. They faked it to Shamari Brooks, flipped it to Trayvon, and Brown went in untouched around the left side from 5 yards out. And the Union Redskins are back to within 2. Now, will they go for 2? What do you think, Zach?
Oh, I don't know. I never like to chase points, especially in this game, but it doesn't hurt to take some points. I think you just go ahead and kick some. But they're going to keep the quarterback on the field, so I'm wrong again.
They are. Look at that, Davenport. Coach Frederick with 2:47 left, plenty of time. That's just the third quarter. But he's going to go for 2 here to try to tie this game at 21. One receiver right. Now they move, and the flag flies, and it was Jenks, I think, who jumped off sides there.
Did a complete line shift.
Yeah, they sure did. That really messed up the Trojans. They all jumped forward, and all the flags, they move half the distance to the goal, which makes it a little easier. I think Reese Lato was flagged for that one.
Well, that makes it a little easier decision on that, doesn't it?
Now the ball goes to the 2-yard line. They're trying for a 2-point conversion here. 2:47 left in the third quarter. They're down 21-19. Grady Davenport, the quarterback.
2-inch line splits.
Now the line shifts over again. One in the backfield is Shamari Brooks. So it's Brooks and Davenport in the backfield. 3 receivers to the right. Davenport rolls to the right. Looking, throws wide open. It's Shamari Brooks for the 2-point conversion. What a good-looking play. Shamari Brooks left out of the backfield as the 3 receivers on the right side cleared the entire end zone. He was by himself standing in the end zone. Grady Davenport just lobbed it over to him just outside the 2-yard line. And this is a brand-new ball game. We're all tied. 2:47 left to play. It's now Union 21, Jenks 21. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
The Union Redskins have battled back from an 8-point deficit to tie this game 21-21 with 2:47 left in the third quarter. Hope you're enjoying it wherever you're listening, around the state of Oklahoma, around the nation, around the world. Especially our friend Rick Corey, the voice of the Redskins in Ohio, and a big OH for our TU football team listening in Ohio. They play Ohio State tomorrow. Short kickoff, and the ball is caught at the 33-yard line, taken by the Trojans' Tavon Douglas. So just a high pooch kick by Noah Rauschenberg. And so Jenks will have good field position. They'll start first and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
They're going to start at the 33 and try to make up some ground as the Union Redskins gain some speed on that last momentum drive. They picked up 80 yards in 10 plays with a touchdown there across the backside to Trey Brown. That's 23 yards also on the drive by Brooks to put him over 200 for 210 yards for the night.
Richard Johns just told me that Ian Corwin, their quarterback, has completed his last 4 passes for 69 yards. He takes the snap now on a first and 10 from his 33, throws down the field wide open at the 35, 40. 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to score. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Isaiah Epps, 6'2", 175-pound senior, on a pass from Ian Corrin of 67 yards, and just that quick, Jenks is back on top. 67-yard touchdown throw, Ian Corrin to Isaiah Epps, as the Trojans regain the lead here in just a matter of seconds.
Well, I tell you, just like that, they try to get some momentum back, and they do. They just went a straight drop back on a five-step drop and a one-man route on the backside, and he's a one-man-on-one-man, and Crittenden is man up. He runs a post and just beat him.
Union just took the lead at the 2:47 mark, and now at 2:36, Jenks has regained it. Austin Neuhauser with the extra point. The kick is up. The kick is good. And the Jenks Trojans are back up on this one by 7. It's Jenks 28, Union 21. Let's catch our breath. It's Redskins football on KRMG Tulsa.
This summer, take your vacation from full price. Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 50% off great smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy S7 and many others, only at U.S. Cellular.
Retail installment contract, new shared connect plan, smartphone turn-in, device protection plus a $25 activation fee required. Rebate is 50% off device price before taxes or $336, whichever is lower. Rebate is a U.S. Cellular promo card issued by MetaBank member FDIC, valid only for purchases at U.S. Cellular. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular. 808A East Taft in Sepulpa or 430 West Wakiwa in Sand Springs. Find locations and store directions at uscpremier.com or see store for details.
You gonna get that?
I got it covered.
Hello, Heat and Air. Our office is currently closed.
Got any tins?
If you need service this weekend, please call Air Comfort Solutions. Thanks. Have a great day.
The message is clear. On the phone, online, anytime. Your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net. 743-2300.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
On the big touchdown strike, Jenks is retaking the lead here, 28-21. Neuheiser about to kick off here to Union. Winded is back. Neuheiser kicks it away. This will go deep into the end zone. Touchback. Union takes over its own 20-yard line, trailing again now, but this time by 7. Zach, the last series.
Well, I tell you, that was about as quick as it can go. They hit a 1 yard, or one play, not 1 yard, 67 yards actually. One play, 67 yards, and took 9 seconds off the clock is all when Corwin hit Epps out there for 67 to put the Jinx Trojans back up 28-21. And Corwin at this point is 9 of 14 for 258 yards in the air.
Whew. Remember, Jenks has won the last 3 in a row from Union and 6 of the past 7. With a young football team, they were the underdog tonight, but they're on top of the scoreboard, 28-21. As senior Grady Davenport brings his Union Redskins out, hands off to Shamari Brooks. Brooks breaks through a hole to 20, stumbles across the 25 to the 28, almost broke that one. Will gain 8 on the play. Mitchell Culkin, the Buck linebacker, just got a hand on him to pull him down, or he might have been gone to the races again. Shamari Brooks, the TU commit, already over 200 yards rushing tonight.
Well, Jinks seems to be getting it done on the ground, or opposite way around there. The Redskins on the ground and Jinks through the air tonight.
Gain of 7, second down and 3. Hands off to Shamari. Shamari is just going to be close to that first down. See where they'll mark him. Right at the close to the 30-yard line. That's where he had to get to for the first down to see where they spot it. Yep, it is. First down, Union. Barrett Earnhardt, number 97, reserve defensive tackle, 6'4", 250-pound senior, was the guy who stopped him. But not before Shamari had a first down. Clock is wound. We're under a minute 45 left to play in this third quarter. Union now brings A.K. Wilson over to the right side, along with Trey Brown. They're the two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shamari Brooks just off to the left of quarterback Davenport. Grady looks to pass, steps up in the pocket, throws down the left sideline, looking for a man, and it is up in the air. Flag is down. There's the ball caught. They're going to mark it. I believe they're going to say it's a complete. But they also, C.J. Moore made the catch at the Jenks 40. A flag was thrown as well.
I think CJ had to come back to that ball. I don't think he threw it on the back shoulder. It was just a little bit behind him. So when he came back to it, he ran through the defender. And they're going to wave that one off for picking up the first down, I believe.
Yep, so the pass interference has declined because the yardage was 30 yards on the play. 30-yard reception by 6'4" wide receiver CJ Moore. out-jump Leandre Woods of Jenks for the first down. And we have a whistle here. They're going to reset here. We'll be going down the dock here in a moment here as Grady Davenport has his Redskins ready to go on a first and 10 at the Jenks 40. Union trailing Jenks 28-21. Down to a minute 20. Clock running in the third quarter. Davenport takes a snap, hands to Shamari Brooks off the right side. Shamari cuts inside at the 35-yard line, breaks a tackle at the 30. Still carries a man to near the 26-yard line with two guys pulling him down. First down, Union. Shamari Brooks continues to lead the way. Doc, down to you. Great football player. Thank you, Doc. Heritage continues. He'll be proud of his little brother. Head up Brooks up the middle, across the 25, down to the 23 of Jenks. Gained about 4 or 5 on the play there. Doc, let's repeat that, would you? Tell us about, again, the tie between C.J. Moore and his older brother.
No, C.J. Moore is Tracy Moore's cousin.
Thank you, okay.
And, of course, Tracy Moore is the son of the NBA player and Golden Hurricane, Tracy Moore.
Thank you, Doc. He's a great player at Oklahoma State University. Oklahoma State tomorrow. They're in action over in Stillwater against Central Michigan. The Oklahoma Sooners play an evening game tomorrow, 6 o'clock kickoff against Louisiana Monroe as they have a scrimmage before the big Ohio State Buckeyes come rolling into Norman next week. Doc?
Hey, and all your network broadcasting, did you get to do any games from the horseshoe?
You know, Doc, all that time I never did get up there. I was with OU when Ilvan Shaman hit that field goal, but not broadcasting it, but one of the great settings in college football,
you know,
of course, the horseshoe.
I get to go there almost every year to see a game because of our former mayor, Dick Crawford, who lives there. And it is an amazing place to see a game. It really is.
Well, we're going next year, Doc. We have some good friends of ours, Michael and Peggy Christman, who live in Wauseon, Ohio. And they're coming down next weekend to go to the Ohio State game here with us. Then we're going to go up to Columbus next year and watch the Sooners and the Buckeyes square off in the 2017 rematch. So looking forward to that. We've got a player down on the field here. I don't know, Doc, you can help us out of who's down at the 20-yard line. It's a Union Redskin, though. Coach Frederick is out there. It is Carlos Barrios, the center, 6'2", 260-pound senior. He's down on the field at the 20-yard line. 56 seconds left in this third quarter. It's Jenks 28, Union 21. When we get back to the action here, the Redskins have it 2nd and 7 on Jenks 23. Barrios is up now and limping a bit here, but this is under his own powers. He goes off the sideline, and a nice round of applause from both schools. That's another great thing, Zach, but we should mention this, with the temperature down in the 80s, a nice, beautiful evening, and looks like they've got there more than 20,000 as usual for this game. What a turnout. The fans really support this.
I'll tell you what, it looks pretty well shoulder to shoulder. There's a few spaces that are open in the end zone, but they have showed out really nice tonight.
So Senator Barrios goes out. He'll be replaced by Juan Ramirez, 5'11", 285 senior. And now here come the Redskins, 2nd and 7 from the Jenks 23. High snap, Damo brings it down. Now reverse. Pitch goes from to Trey Brown. Trey Brown tries to break a tackle and dives forward for a yard or two. Shamari Brooks took the original pitch, then he pitched back to A.K. Wilson. It was Wilson who ran around. Now Wilson is limping off a bit. He's going to be replaced in there by Jared Nichols. Hunter Stampankowski, reserve nose guard, made the tackle for Jenks. No gain on the play, so now it is 3rd and 10. 3rd and 10 for Union. They need to get to the 16-yard line of Jenks for a first down. Here we go. 10 seconds left. This could be the final play of the third quarter. Now the whistle sounds, and 6 seconds. Oh, my gosh. Jenks takes a timeout with 6 seconds left in the third quarter. Guess they want to. Yeah, Doc.
Carlos Barrios, they are looking at either his ankle or the leg bone just above the ankle and just seeing where it hurts and what have you. So I can't give you much more information than that, but seriously doubtful if he'll be back in.
All right, thank you, Doc. Again, he's been replaced by Juan Ramirez, the senior there. I guess they thought, what, make him kick into the wind? Right now, it's the idea. If they're not able to get a first down here.
It still draw out the rest of that. With 6 seconds, if you run one play, you're still going to go to the next quarter.
Jenks burns a timeout. They're down to two. Union with all three of their timeouts as we're getting ready to head to the fourth quarter. Just 6 seconds left in this third quarter. Jenks 28, Union 21 in this 13th edition of the MidFirst Bank-sponsored Backyard Bowl. Mentioned the 58th meeting between these two teams in a great series that dates back to 1949. For these two teams that have so dominated high school football, I don't think it can be any more domination in any state in the Union than Union Jenks. They've won the last 20 big school state football gold balls. Just an incredible record. Here we go, third and 10 for Union. Davenport takes a snap, straight back to pass, goes off to the right side. Caught there by Trey Brown. Brown breaks a tackle, goes inside the 15, and the first down. First down. Davenport with a quick pass off to the right side. And nicely done there.
You just can't get it in his hands enough during the night. I mean, every time he touches it, he's just in, absolute danger of touching the end zone.
And that is the end of the third quarter of play, with Union threatening with a first and 10 at the Jenks 11-yard line. It's Jenks 28, Union 21. We're heading to the final 12 minutes when we come back on KRMG, Tulsa.